in where they were talking about greening and how, of course, the future economic opportunities were going to be those who were in green industries. In other words, here is a chance to make a lot of money by this scam of environmentalists. Of course, they're not going to call it a scam, but you have to understand that global warming is certainly true. The world is warming. We've been in a warming phase since about the 1600s. So, but the question is, what part does human activity play? And when you stop and think that 99% of the atmosphere is oxygen and nitrogen, and only 1% of the Earth's atmosphere is greenhouse gases, and 95% of that is water. I mean, how much part do you really think that CO2, having increased from 280 parts per million to 350 parts per million, really plays in bringing about global warming? And of course it isn't true, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say often enough, people will believe, yes, the Arctic ice caps are melting. They're melting on Mars, and everybody knows that's due to the fact that we're driving too much here in the United States. This has been the coldest winter for a long period of time. Have you noticed we haven't seen much of Al Gore recently? Well, go ahead, Joan, pick up the story there.
Dr. Zan, what I would like to say is that I have covered global meetings since 1994, and I can remember all of the threats to the environment, all of the warnings, the grave, dire predictions, the new study after new study to show, look, this is what's going to happen. About 3-4 weeks ago, I came to the conclusion that, hey, wait a minute, this is all about making money. Now, maybe I should have seen that sooner, but of course it would stand to reason that if the cars that we've been driving with oil and gas driven cars, that obviously they would be replaced with either gas driven or natural gas driven or some kind of fuel cell or electricity. Well, you know, I should have seen that it was going to be just this whole total remake of the world, whereby several things will happen, as Dr. Stan has mentioned. Number one, there will be total control of the world's assets, because in the beginning, that's what they basically said. Look, the world is at risk, and if somebody, someone, some organization does not step in to preserve and conserve the Earth's resources, then, look, you and me, we are going to use up all of the Earth's resources, and there won't be anything left for future generations. This is the biggest lie since Satan deceived Eve in the Garden of Eden, because when you look at the whole agenda that they have painted, that is exactly what is at stake. It is who owns the birds of the air, who owns the trees, who owns the land, who owns the fields, who owns the forests, who owns the water, who owns the oceans, who owns the lake, who owns the air that we breathe, who owns the atmosphere and outer space, and lastly, who owns you and me. So there is this big diabolical agenda that has been painted by the United Nations and by chosen, well-funded, non-governmental organizations such as the Sierra Club and Greenpeace, as well as the Nature Conservancy, which was one of the four research bodies under the British Privy Council, as well as, if I mention World Wildlife Federation, we need to understand that both Prince Philip of Britain and Prince Bernard of Holland helped establish the World Wildlife Federation back in the early 80s. And the bottom line is that all of these environmental groups have been used to sing a song that is full of lies and deceit and deception and distortion while being well-funded by, if not the British and Dutch government, then by multinational, transnational corporations who, in today's affairs, appear to be the new dukes and princes and lords that do homage and obeisance to the crown. So, the conference that I went to at Chatham House, now when we evoke the name Chatham House, we have to talk about the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Dr. Stan is an expert. The Royal Institute for International Affairs was basically established and funded with money from the legacy and wills and dreams of Cecil Rhodes, who envisioned a secret society with the objective of bringing the whole world back under British rule. The American counterpart to the Royal Institute for International Affairs is the Council on Foreign Relations here in the United States.
And of course, Royal Institute meets at Chatham House, in St. James Wood, right there in London, where you were. Go ahead.
Yes, and so this meeting was at Chatham House, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and obviously when we start taking a look at the whole agenda, it is not like Chatham House hasn't had a hand in the whole environmental agenda, because the bottom line is if they want the world under British rule, then they also want all the assets of the world under British rule and control. It's very interesting. A friend of mine, a researcher in New Zealand, called me the other day, and he said that he had seen that a Japanese bank is buying up a major fishing port in New Zealand. And so he started to do some research on this Japanese company and the banks involved. And the bottom line is, they're all controlled by Britain.
And we'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and Joan Oft is one of the few people who talks about the importance of the royal houses of Europe. certainly when we talk about the British monarchy, we're talking about British Petroleum. We're also talking about the secret society headed by the Queen, the Order of the Garter. It's a secret occult organization dating back into the 14th century. When we talk about on the continent, of course, Royal Dutch Shell Oil Company, why, that is the royal family of the Netherlands. And you remember, of course, it was Prince Barnhart who originated the Bilderbergers, this group of extremely wealthy and powerful men who meet on a yearly basis. Prince Carlos, or King Carlos of Spain, why, they're intimately involved in the company that is funding the NAFTA highway that's going to be here. Prince Charles is really probably the most significant person in this whole move towards sustainable development. Now, they all stay in the background, so you really won't know what's going on. Prince Charles is sometimes referred to as the sustainable prince, and he often, to demonstrate his concern about the environment, will go places riding on his bicycle. Now, that's an example for you and me, because we're to get out of our cars. Of course, his bodyguards and chauffeurs and entourage drive behind him in their cars. But Prince Charles is out there riding around on his bicycle to show the personal sacrifice we all have to make, just like Al Gore is making such a tremendous sacrifice, you know, for all of us, to point out the dangers of global warming as he sits in his 10,000-square-foot a house where he burns more electricity in 1 month than most people would burn in a year or two. But be that as it may, we have these phony leaders here who are trying to convince us we have to make sacrifices, get out of our cars, turn down the air conditioning, turn off the electric heat. We're all going to have to suffer because, of course, the world's running out of water, the world's running out of oil, the world's running out of natural resources, the world's running out of air. Yes, we need sustainable development. We've got to green the earth. We've got a green industry. Go ahead, Joan.
Let me just make a couple comments. Dr. Stan is absolutely right. Prince Charles is the sustainable prince, and I wrote that book because 13 years ago I had no idea of the position and the power of the prince in world affairs. Dr. Stan, don't you carry that book?
Yes, we do.
We
carry your other book as well.
All right. United Nations Global Straitjacket.
Right.
Number one. Number two, let's go back to the Garden of Eden. We have worldly kings and princes who have and are usurping the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. They literally are rewriting Genesis 1 and 2. When God created heaven and earth, everything that he created, the Bible says, it was good. And he told man to go and procreate and to have dominion over the earth. The whole environmental agenda is occultic. It is the worship of Mother Earth. It is paganism at its finest. It is the perversion of God and his authority and his power and might. It is the perversion of our position as being caretakers, stewards of the earth. Now they are saying that the earth is a caretaker over us and that we are the ones who are polluting, and therefore we must be punished, and we must, as Dr. Stan mentioned, have all these things taken from us. One of the people that I interviewed, and let me just mention, on my website, womensgroup.org, is an article that I wrote called Sustainable Development and the Transfer of the World's Wealth Back to the British Crown. I think that's what I called it at the least, was Sustainable Development. But anyway, you'll see it. The bottom line is I did an interview with a British Member of Parliament, MP, called Colin Challen. And I had known of his suggestions that each one of us be given what they call a carbon footprint. Well, what that really means is that all of a sudden you and I will be allotted how much carbon, how much energy, how much electricity that we can consume. And if we consume too much, and that would include using the car, burning regular light bulbs like the ones we're used to, you know, the ones that you can really see and it helps your eyes when you read, you know, the really bright ones versus the fluorescent. How many trips we take, whether we take it by car or by airplane. Anyway, they're going to be giving us I don't want to say they are going to be giving, because the American people had better rise up and have a tea party over this. If they haven't risen up heretofore, this is their call. The suggestion is being made. The bill is in the British Parliament, and most of the radical ideas that are foisted on the people of the world just happen to come from Britain. All you have to do is keep a little mental trail or even a physical trail of all these awful things that somehow make their way through the United Nations. And for the time being, some of them have been stopped in the United States, but that doesn't mean that will always happen. But for the time being, this man has recommended that each one of us be given a carbon footprint. Should we use all of our allotment, two things will happen. We either won't be able to do anything because we can't buy any more gas, or we have to buy it from someone else who doesn't use as much as we do. That's socialism. It's an additional tax. Or when we do buy, we will have to pay an additional tax for what we buy. I mean, you talk about squeezing a turnip. That's exactly what they're doing. And they want us to pay market rates for the electricity that we currently use, something we've never done heretofore in America. They want us to pay market rates for the amount of water we use. Then they want us to pay a tax on the depletion of the Earth's resources. God, in the whole Bible, there's no such thing as a depletion for what we use. God gave it to us as a gift to live on the earth. When I was at the 10-year follow-up to the Rio Earth Summit in Johannesburg several years ago, I interviewed Dr. Paul Jeffers from the Royal Society for the Protection of the Bird. And I was shocked. He told me that he and his colleagues and his method of valuing the Earth's resources is different from some of the other groups and organizations that are trying to put a figure on the value of the Earth. And he and his colleagues said that the value of all the nature worldwide totaled, in their opinion, between $20 trillion and $38 trillion, while others say it is as high as $51 trillion. Hello?
Yes.
Do we see what's happening? Are we smelling the coffee yet? This is, you know, everything, everyone has been given a value. Hillary Clinton, with her health program several years ago, basically said that you would not be given an operation unless it improved the quality of your life. Well, this is what we're coming down to. How old are you? What condition is your body in? How much education do you have? How much value are you to the earth? And then we're going to determine whether or not we want you to have a prolonged life or to be cut off because you just don't cut it. Dr. Stan, am I wrong in any of this?
No, you're absolutely right. They want us to lower our standard of living. This is very, very obvious. They talked about this in the Global Biodiversity Assessment back in 92. We've got to lower the living standards of everybody in the world except, of course, the elite. And they'll be able to purchase their carbon credits from other people. But us common folks, well, we're going to have to lower our living standards so that we're not using up their natural resources. And, of course, there really are too many people in the world, and they intend to eliminate a large percentage of them. And they're in the process of doing it at the present time.
They are. All you have to do is look at AIDS and the wars and the famine and the pestilence.
And don't forget the DDT. Banning DDT killed about 100 million
yeah.
people over the last 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those were blacks in Africa, so we shouldn't be concerned. Or are they human beings just like us?
What is such a great technique is in Africa when there is a war, they get the people to walk to a UN settlement, and if they make it there, those are the ones who live. And then sometimes when they get to the destined UN settlement, they find out, oh, they don't have any water and they can't take them. So then they have to walk to the next one.
Sure.
And if you talk about the death marches of Bataan, this is the very same thing. And if you make it, oh, good for you. And if you don't make it, oh, gee, one less mouth to feed. I mean, this is, has anybody figured out how horrendous this is? Has anybody figured out how evil and diabolical this is? And now at this 15-year follow-up to the Rio Earth Summit, we have the very same geniuses who went public 15 years ago saying, oh my, look at this evil, look at what the humans are doing, who are now saying, guess what, we can make money, like Professor Daniel Esty. And God bless him from the standpoint that he is one of God's creations. But the bottom line is, he's now saying, hey, look, we can turn green to gold. And now the mantra is to completely retool, reconfigure the earth, so that at some point, like he said, we will have to install. I mean, he was very open about, you can put so many different things on your house to reduce the cost of energy, and you can convert to this, and you can buy that, and you can replace your windows, and you can change this. Hey, we're talking about more trillions of dollars that can go into the corporate pocketbooks. And look, I invest people's money. What are the alternatives to investing people's money? You have commodities, you have stocks, you have bonds, you have money market, you have real estate. There aren't a whole lot of options, and the corporations are basically holding us captive. And yes, of course, look, they're going to make the next $1 trillion, and all of us better buy it so that their stock goes up. I mean, is this a crazy world, or is this a crazy world?
Yeah, we're living in a world gone mad, and there's only a few of us who are sane, and unfortunately a lot of people out there think we're crazy because we're trying to point out what should be so obvious to everyone. It's all a scam.
Whether
it's a scam or not, since the majority of people honestly believe there's global warming caused by humanity. There's no question there's global warming. That's because we're in a warming phase. But mankind is not responsible for this. And so all the things they're talking about are simply designed to scam the public.
Well, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. And government is on the same bandwagon. There has been a merger between government and business called public-private partnership. And unfortunately, all the assets of America are being given away through public-private partnership.
And we will be back in just a moment with Joan Beyond here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Tekela Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about Tekela Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joan Vian. And Joan, before we go on, I want you to get out your contact number. And of course, Joan wears two hats. One, she's a financial advisor. The other, of course, she is a world traveler and expert on the things we're talking about. So, Joan, you can give out her numbers on both of those things and her website, because she has websites. So go ahead, Joan. Why don't you get that information out before we proceed?
All right. Well, thank you. For people who are interested in knowing more about the women's group, some of the videos that we offer, we have a legislative video that everybody should be buying for their congressmen and their state senators and representatives that they can avail themselves of. Please go to our website, www.womensgroup.com. W-O-M-E-N-S-G-R-O-U-P, womensgroup.org. Also, we can send you a information packet. Please call us at 301-371-0541. And yes, it's true. For the last 25 years, I've made my living helping people invest their money and make sound investments and wise choices. That's through Vian Financial Services. For those of you who would like for me to send you more information, you can call me at 301-371-0540. 301-371-0540. Thank you.
All right. What about your webpage?
Womensgroup.org.
All right. Womensgroup.org. All right. Go ahead. Pick up the story there. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to talk to Joan on this subject, our number here is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Go ahead, Joan.
Yes, we were talking before the break about the fact that there has been a merger between government and business. And it's called a public-private partnership. Going back to my book on Prince Charles, that book is about all of his activities. First of all, his role in sustainable development and his role behind the scenes, getting all the major actors, movers and shakers, including Al Gore and Maurice Strong, together in a secret meeting that was held aboard the Royal Yacht Britannia 1 year before the Rio Earth Summit to strategize on how it would go down and be accepted worldwide, as well as his activity in setting up and facilitating encouraging worldwide public-private partnerships. I have had on a number of occasions the opportunity to interview a woman, a very brilliant woman by the name of Jane Nelson, who is a Rhodes Scholar, and she has been working for the Prince for at least the last 13 years. She has written all of the how-to books on how to set up public-private partnerships between government and business. She has not only written the initial how-to books, but she has facilitated so many of the other additional parts of developing government as business or statesman. One is called corporate social responsibility, where all of a sudden the corporation has a social responsibility in the community. Maybe we could call this corporate socialism. And therefore, what we now have is the corporations going into the community, hey, look, they want to build a church? Fine. They want to build a school? Fine. You know, I don't have a problem with that. But it is the type of structure that is being set in place that at some point, given the growing power of a corporation in a community, you will not have any type of governmental base. It will be shifted to the corporation. So too, as government, including our own government, sells off our water companies, our electric utilities, our infrastructure, our toll roads, and they go into public-private partnerships, government and representatives, local, county, state, federal elected officials, lose their power and their elected position because they basically are legislating away all their power.
And I think it's important for people to understand what's really happening. Oh, for instance, you go into New Jersey. They've made amazing and very, very generous offers for pension and health care to their retirees, state employees. In fact, the political power pressure has been put on to the legislature to give these very, very generous retirements, but there's no money for it. So the governor of New Jersey is going to have to sell off the New Jersey Turnpike to raise the money so that they can make all these payments to the retirees. Well, who does the New Jersey Turnpike belong to? It belongs to the citizens of New Jersey. So they bought for it, they paid it, and now they're going to have to pay tolls on it to private corporations. The same thing's happening in Ohio. Same thing's happening throughout the country. As we're having to sell off our infrastructure, the states are, to meet their financial obligations. And what happens when you've sold off all of your infrastructure, your roads, your dams, your bridges to private corporations who can now benefit from it, your utilities, things of that sort? Why, you know, if you raise taxes, people are going to be unhappy. And eventually, of course, the states go bankrupt. Same thing is going to happen to our federal government. If you have not yet heard, David Walker, the CEO of the General Administration Organization that keeps track of how much we owe. Look up David Walker on Google in the name David Walker. He's in charge of our federal government's financial responsibility, and he will tell you we're bankrupt. We're bankrupt because there's no way we can meet all the obligations and promises we made to the people, and of course the recent drug plan, the federal drug plan, which is really a subsidy for the drug companies, was the last coffin, the last nail in the coffin. There's no way that we can possibly meet our obligations. It's not if, but how long we've got before the whole infrastructure of America collapses. And that's what happens to any socialist country. And then what happens to the value of your currency, the stability of our society? And the only solution is simply destroy the value of the currency, impoverish all of our people, and then start over again. The people who know what's going to happen will survive. The rest of the people will simply be wiped out, impoverished. And we'll have a two-tiered system like they have in Mexico, like they have in Ecuador, like they have in Bolivia. They're very rich, and then everybody else impoverished. People say it can't happen here. It is happening here, isn't it, Joan?
Absolutely. It is absolutely happening here. Having just been in Britain, the shoe is on the other foot now. It takes $2 to equal one British pound. The cost of living in Britain is so horrendous. Everywhere I go, our dollar is being devalued at every turn.
And we'll be right back here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Back here. Our guest today, Joan Vian. This is our last segment of the program. Go ahead, Joan.
Well, you know, people, this, the whole agenda, look, I've spent 13 years studying it. Dr. Stan, you've spent a whole twice as many years as I have. It is unbelievable. It is so unbelievable. But, you know, and we can trace the whole setup of government, going back, well, it depends on where you want to go back to, Cecil Rhodes or before, or the Rothschilds or whoever. But the bottom line is, since 1972 was the beginning of the first environmental conference that the United Nations held in Stockholm. But 1992, between 72 and 92, they were able to put in place to do however long the study took to get out the global biodiversity assessment, to put together the program of action for the Rio Earth Summit, to get all the players in place, to get the environmental groups set up and functioning, to come up with this shift from government to business through public-private partnership. This is a major trend. We are under attack. I mean, never before in our history. You want to talk about a takeover, we can look at Czechoslovakia, we can look at Russia, we can look at China, and we can see, oh, wow, the communists came, they took over, they changed the country, they took total control. This is completely different. This is the same kind of invasion without the guns, without the bullets, a very heinous way of doing it by duping, deceiving people. Again, same thing as what Satan did in the Garden of Eden. Hello, do we see any parallels here? And since 1992, well, 72, but it's been more apparent since 92, we have been under terrible, terrible attack. Public-private partnership, Prince Charles started that in 1990. The United Nations came public with that in 1995. It hit Habitat 2 in 1995, and they said, oh, yes, we now need public with private, public meaning government, private meaning non-governmental organizations, foundations, such as the William Jefferson Clinton Foundation, and non-governmental organizations, such as the ones I mentioned earlier, to now play a major role. We are being completely snookered. The world is being reconfigured. It is being reorganized. And the Christian church is asleep. Oh, excuse me, I shouldn't say they're asleep. Richard Land went to Davos 2 years ago in 2006. He was invited, along with many of the other major evangelical and Baptist and whoever else leaders. They went to the World Economic Forum, and there they got indoctrinated, so that 6 months later, we had the National Evangelical Association and the Southern Baptist saying yes to climate change. I mean, this is diabolical.
And they're trying to utilize the churches, the Southern Baptist, the National Association of Evangelicals, Ted Haggard's organization. 30 million Americans belong to churches that belong to this National Evangelical Association. And what are they doing? They're pushing the environmental agenda. And some people are saying, look, you can't speak for 30 million Christians. And they say, of course we can. I mean, they're stupid enough to have their churches belong to our organization. We speak for them. And yet, and then, of course, the pressure is on. Everybody is going along with this phony agenda. And the solution to every environmental program is a new series of government laws. It's bringing us under the control of the ruling elite. It's bringing about a new feudalism, being fueled and helped by the evangelical Christians of our country, who without their knowledge or consent or understanding are being utilized in this dangerous game.
What is a very dangerous game? It is a very dangerous game. The soul of America is at stake.
Sure.
The soul of America is at stake. You know, once you have lost freedom, you've lost it for a very long period of time. The forces for people to wake up and figure out what happened, depending, might never come to be again. I mean, I'm not trying to paint a negative picture, but I don't have any alternative picture at this time. Our government is going along. Our senators at every level are going along. They're now saying, and by the way, the bankruptcy of America, where did that begin? How did that start? Let's go back to Roosevelt and John Maynard Keynes and Keynesian economics. Let's go back. Our own government set us up to fail and to basically have a system whereby we would self-destruct through debt. And we are there. Everything that is of importance is being manufactured in Japan or China. We are being stripped of our assets. And now, with the lower dollar, the bottom line is, with the lower dollar, foreigners are coming in here, and they are buying up everything they can because it's half price. It is half price. America is on sale. Between the dollar, between public-private partnership, between the North American Free Trade Agreement and regionalism, between the growing presence and power of the United Nations and corporations in society, we are losing our freedoms, our rights, and our future. Absolutely.
And it's all planned. None of this is happening by accident, because, of course, the people who are in charge have no loyalty to America. They're globalists. They don't think in terms of national sovereignty, but of global citizenship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is time for us to wake up, to get down on our knees, and to pray and intercede. Now, intercede, yes, for our country, but you know where it starts? It starts with us first. It starts with our personal sins first. That's what we need to do. We need to be asking God to forgive us of how we have sinned and how we have strayed from His will.
Amen. God bless. We're out of time. Thanks so much, Joan. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Be right back.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I do hope that you enjoyed our interview with Joan. We carry her book, Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince, which is really must reading. It's a small little book. Gives you tremendous insight into Prince Charles, the black nobility, their influence over the Europe, their influence over the world. We also carry a book, Global Straitjacket, how this all ties together to the move towards world government. Now, if you really want to understand sustainable development, this whole greening scam, we actually have a talk we've given on sustainable development, the road to world order. or the New World Order. We have a 4-tape set on sustainable development that tells you about DDT and what a scam it was and how they were able to sell people that how terrible DDT was, and all about the eggshells and killing the bird and the fishies. And none of this was based on science. It was a genocidal program because, of course, DDT was saving so many lives from malaria. In the past 33 years, we probably killed off close to 100 million people. Contrary to what you were told, it's not that a million people die every year from malaria, but 3 million, actually 300 million contract the disease every year. Out of that, about 3 million die throughout the world. So we've killed, effectively, over a 33-year period, probably close to 100 million people. And now, suddenly, the World Health Organization has said, oh, gee, DDT isn't so bad if we just spray rooms with it. Oh, why? Of course, it's really very beneficial. Cut back dramatically. Sorry about those 100 million people we've killed. Well, you know, we do make mistakes at times. That's why you need to hear our 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have a great syllabus that goes with that, and let me recommend it, because there you'll see the Earth Charter and the plan for population control and the plan to control water and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the master plan that came out of the Second Earth Summit. There's really nothing quite like our sustainable development syllabus. Goes along with our talk. Let me recommend it to you. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Then, of course, if you have not yet seen my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, or our new talk, Forbidden Secret, you really need to get that information, because it will take you into an understanding of what the secret is that has been passed down for 5,000 years since the beginning of recorded time. It's been passed down by the leaders of the secret societies, and it's very, really very, very similar to the secret that Rhonda Byrne is talking about in her DVD and video that's been featured by Oprah Winfrey and Larry King. But I warn you against it, where she tells you how wonderful it is. Well, you need to understand where the power comes from. Forbidden Secret, you can get that with or without the syllabus, and it's important information. We hope that you'll want to get it. And then, of course, Chris Pinto's wonderful DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Because when you really look at the architecture of Washington, D.C., there is very little Christian there. There is a destiny of America. That destiny is being played out now, leading, of course, to terrible consequences for our nation. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision is next. Until next week of this, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregation.